الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. If somebody can switch those lights off at the back. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحمي. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحياكم، ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم إليه ترجعون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, just a few reminders, and these are not the whole bayan. Inshallah, is a reminder for myself, for all ulama who make bayan, jamaats make bayan, pamphlets which are printed, booklets are all reminders. But just a few particular reminders. One is to read Durood Sharif on a daily basis. May Allah give us all tawfiq, and we should think: am I reading every day Durood? And in the hadith, a bare minimum of 10 durood in the morning and 10 in the evening, which really takes only 10 seconds, not more, only 10 seconds if we just read sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the rewards of it are very great. We will definitely get the intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then on the day of Jumu'ah, to increase our durood sharif. One of the main ibadat of Jumu'ah is to read salawat, durood sharif. How much we can increase, we try and increase. And then thirdly, to make namaz the object of our lives. That namaz sends our lives around namaz. Make namaz that I have to make my namaz. And then make all the effort. Kamman kaifan. That is the quantity, all the namaz, sunnat muakkada. Allah give us tawfiq of more. But at least the very basic, farad, wajib, sunnat muakkada. Allah give us all tawfiq. And in proper, wa takbir-e ula, properly Allah give. And that is basic, that we are not still pious. We person make five times namaz, it's not really a pious. That to become pious is still far ahead. That's very basic. And then to follow the sunnahs of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Try to find out in every aspect how we can follow every sunnah. In our eating, in our sleeping, our lifestyle, everything. And if we do that, automatically we will cut out many gunas that which are, they are not sunnah. So we'll just have to cut them out. So Allah give us the tawfiq to have the knowledge of every sunnah, and to have the love, even if we're still not practicing, but that love, that passion, that this is the life. And then to practice upon sunnah, and then to propagate it and make other people also do. Then one other thing is to make dua for our parents. Don't let us forget that, if they are living also, And moreover, if they've passed away, Isalis Sawab also. Even while they are living, to make Isalis Sawab for our parents. So very, very important, and we'll get lot of barakat in our dunya if we will make dua for our parents. And then dua for our asatiza, our teachers. For whoever taught us even alif ba ta sa. It may be my mother, it may be an appa, it may be my sister, whoever. For all our asatiza, on a daily basis, we try and make dua and make isali sawab for them also. We will benefit tremendously. Another one very important thing is, Bismillah, to make dua for the ummah. Darul Uloom Deoband has issued a decree that Qunut and Nazila should be recited in Fajr Namaz. And at this time, our Darulum also, other Darulums also, they have stressed that the Imams and the conditions which are the Ummah is facing now, it's absolutely necessary that we make, the Imams make Qunut and Nazila, and we all make dua regularly for the Ummah. The famous dua, Allahumma ighfir li ummati Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you can read 27 times, Allahumma ighfir li walil mu'mineena wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. Very, very important. Don't forget the ummah. If we have forgotten the plight of the ummah, we know what they are facing in India, what they are facing in Syria, the Chinese Muslims, many other places, the Rohingya Muslims, the Muslims in Burma, in Mali, which is not spoken about also, and many other places, we must make regularly dua. And though it will hurt us, but at least try to find out. We must have that feeling. What is happening in the ummah? And what we can't do anything more, perhaps. But dua everyone can make. We can give some sadaqah. We can make some mannat. That, Ya Allah, you ease this. Babri Masjid is gone out of our hands, and still, if my house is gone, what will be my condition? Much more important than my house is the house of Allah. And this was a great masjid of the King Babur. He was a great righteous person. So make dua for all these things here. That Allah Ta'ala can change the tables. Allah's Qudrat is above everything. Whether it is Iraq or Iran, whether it is Syria or Palestine, whether it is India or China, we make dua to Allah. So I have the feelings and the concern for the ummah. And in all our duas include the ummah also. And then, just one more point to add, Allah reward Mufti Ibrahim Saleji Sahib. MashaAllah, that beautiful points which are very important for us with regard to these atheists and how they're trying to brainwash our children at schools, universities, etc. And one thing that which had a great effect on me, it will help all of us also, inshallah. And usually we like to share what we learn, share it with our friends. So one atheist professor told his class, according to him, he found a fault in the Quran Sharif. According to him, that in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala said, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِي. That Allah has not made for any man two hearts in his inside. Only one heart. So the professor said, that why did Allah say لِرَجُلٍ for a man? A woman also only got one heart. So why didn't Allah Ta'ala say لِأَحَدٍ لِإِمْرِئٍ or for anyone? Why did Allah specify man? That man haven't got two hearts in them. So there is a fault, na'uzu billah, according to him, in the Quran. And the Quran is that kitab which is beyond any fault. There is no, it can't be imagined, it can't be thought about. Such is the Quran Sharif. So a young boy stood up and said, sir, when a woman conceives, she becomes pregnant, and there's a child within her. Then in her inside, she has got two hearts. Her own heart also, and that little baby's heart also. And a man cannot conceive. A man is not, no matter how much they fight for equality and all, so then men also must start giving birth now. Now if women are giving birth, if all the women can do the man's work, then man must do woman's work also. This is all, they are just deceiving us, and unfortunately, how they are deceiving us, and we're just falling for it. So a woman will have two hearts at that time in her inside jawfi. How Allah ta'ala, the kalam, Allahu Akbar. And there are so many other instances also of the absolute perfection and beauty of the Quran Sharif. One point that comes to mind, many of us must be doing also, but just to refresh it again. One Canadian doctor, a non-Muslim at that time, wrote in detail of the formation of the child in the womb of the mother, from how it starts, what stages it goes through, etc. At the end of the book, he appealed to anyone in the world that if you can give us more information on this, but not from a medical point of view, he said, because all that we have got, our gynecology, our x-rays, our saunas, our everything, we know medically. But from any other source, a Malaysian doctor wrote to him and explained and gave him the ayat of the Quran Sharif, a complete different source. That was medical, this was religious. And how those ayats, and this doctor has written more articles also. And it's just mind-boggling. Quran is Quran. You can never get away. It's Kalamullah, Kalam-e-Mu'jiz. What a kitab. So when he wrote those ayat, and not one, two places in the Quran, and not just by the way or by accident, na'uzu billah, but specifically, that doctor, when he read it, he said 1400 years ago, in the deserts of Arabia, when there were no x-ray machines, there were no saunas, there was no, the word gynecology didn't exist. And so perfectly and accurately the Quran, which we still had mirth about, we had different ideas, but the Quran was specific and to the point. He said this can be none other but the work of the creator of this baby. He accepted Islam, and his medical books are still taught till today in many medical schools. And more, mashallah, he has also, and this is what science is, to see the working of Allah, not to dictate the work of Allah. Just like any person who is working for you, your own son also, sometimes you give him duties and then he becomes your boss. He became too big for his boots. He became your boss. So science within its limits, good. They find out what the workings of Allah are. They investigate how the eye works, how the ear works, all that. But now to try and dictate, that is the work of, they cannot find fault in Allah Ta'ala. The same way with the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. They are our masters. We have to follow what they have told us. And they have learned from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teachings, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum's teachings, that is the criteria. Not for us to find fault in there, that they should have done this, why did they do this, why did they do that. No, we take cue and we take clue from what they have told us. And we make our life according to that. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. In this ayat-e-kareema karima of the Quran Sharif, which is towards the beginning in Surah Baqarah Alif Lam Mim, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, after having explained that how Allah created the earth, how the rains come down, the things grow, and all the necessities of mankind, Allah fulfills them. And after explaining all that and the great ni'mats of Allah ta'ala, Allah says, it's astonishing. How is it possible? كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ How do you disbelieve in Allah? It's like 12 o'clock now outside and you say, no, the sun is not out. Even more than that astonishing and surprising is that how is it that you disbelieve in Allah? How is it that you don't make shukr of Allah? كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ That after Allah's ni'mats, which are so much all for mankind, and then, not only that, Allahu Akbar, how ulama, Allah reward them, our ulama who have dedicated their lives for ilm-e-deen, for deen, isha'at-e-deen, they've done what great, great favors upon us. So they explain that Allah has created everything for us, and Allah Ta'ala has created us also. That is also something we should think. We think many times of all the namas, but you yourself, One person brought a topi from Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, to Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali and presented to him a shawl or topi, shawl, whatever. And he said, Hazrat, Hadiya from Medina Sharif, Makkah Sharif. Hazrat took it, he kissed it, he put it on his face, on his head, something from Medina Sharif, Makkah Sharif. So a person standing nearby, he said, that Hazrat, you are showing so much love to them, but it's written on there, made in China. It's not from Medina Sharif, it's from China. He said, that I also know, but the wind of Medina has touched it. This is, Allah give us that attachment to Medina Sharif, the city of our beloved, the city of the august master, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us that attachment and our lives become like that, according to the life and the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyway, further, our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi explained that if somebody brings a topi for you from Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, the topi may be 5 riyals, 10 riyals, whatever the price may be. And we will appreciate and we will thank that you thought of me. You brought a topi from Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. But whenever did we thank Allah for the head on which we wear the topi? If we didn't have a head, where should we wear the topi? And then again, Allah didn't give us an empty head. He gave us a head with brains also. And Allah Ta'ala gave us full brains also. Generally, all of us sitting here, we are not in a medical facility, somewhere in a mental facility. Our brains are in order, we are sitting here. So Allah gave us, and free of charge. Go just for one sauna of the brain, or one MRI, how much won't we pay? That is just they're going to see what's happening. But the one who made all this, and he didn't charge us anything, like that we say monetarily, but really there is a charge to it. And that is to make shukr to Allah. And the shukr of Allah is to make the ibadat of Allah. To be obedient to Allah. To stay away from His disobedience. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala says that how could you, it's astonishing, it's surprising that you don't become die-hards of Allah Ta'ala. And really, it is really astonishing when a person today, what we might call the Western lifestyle, modern lifestyle, any lifestyle alien of Islam. How could you do that? How? It's not possible. When Allah has done everything for you, our nafs and shaitan, how we obey them, how we are to the T we obey. And if we just say, what did nafs do for us? What has nafs got in its control? What has shaitan got in its control? Everything is in the hands of Allah. Allah is the one who created us. Allah is the one who has made everything for our sustenance. Allah is the one that we are going to return to. What did our nafs, besides wanting to destroy us, avowed enemy, innahu lakum aduwwum mubeen. Shaitan is your open enemy. Nafs ammaratum bisu. It just tells you to do evil. How can you? It's surprising. But yet we fall prey to this. We just have to beg and cry to Allah. Ya Allah, you pull us out from this. You make us yours. 100% let us become your slaves, O Allah. Take us away from nafs and shaitan. That is why this all Islahi jalsas, Islahi talks take place. Allah reward many ulama who are having programs in different places and trying to explain to the people, weekly programs, monthly programs. All this program is just to a reminder all the time. We have come here, you have come here, now we all get this opportunity to remind one another of this. So anyway, yeah, Allah Ta'ala says that how can you disobey? How can you just believe in Allah? Takfurun, how can you cover up this fact that Allah is your creator? وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. You were dead and we gave life to you. Right? You were dead bodies in the womb of the mother. No life in you. You could do nothing for about 4 months, 10 days while this body. And that is also how fascinating that how Allah has made the body. The ruh is beyond us. But even just this body, and how many doctors, medical people in all fields, hakims, all have worked on the... Today specialists work only on the eye, one specialist. Another specialist just for the heart. and the whole body, what things Allah has made. And then not one, two babies, according to World Health Organization, presently 250,000 babies are born a day in the world. Allah Ta'ala is supplying 500,000 eyes every day. Allah is supplying 500,000 ears every day, all the parts of the body, and how Allah is making them. And there is no ear factory somewhere. There is no eye factory somewhere. All in that small tight womb of the mother. And all from that one drop of sperm. In there, Allah Ta'ala has kept all the material. In that one drop of sperm, Allah has kept the material, the strong material to make the skull bone, to protect the brains, the rib cage, to protect all the vital organs here, the bones of all the body, Allah has made it. From there, Allah Ta'ala has made the eyes of a complete different material, the heart of a complete different material, and this is not other but Allah Ta'ala. Besides Allah, you have got no Khaliq. Allah is Khaliq-e-Azim, Khaliq-e-Aleem, Khaliq-e-Qadir, everything in the hands of Allah. So when Allah did all this for you, then how can you disobey Allah? And then when this body was made much more superior, much more stronger, فَأَحْيَاكُمْ, Allah put the ruh in that body. After about 4 months, 10 days, the mother feels movement within her now. Life has come. And as long as there is life, then this person is a living person. When he dies, what happens? Nothing else. It's not an accident really. These are all excuses. Not a heart attack. It was just now the ruh had to go out. Otherwise, how many people have so many heart attacks? So many people have so many accidents. You can't believe somebody could live in this accident. Person is still living. But when maut comes, and nothing, you're just sitting, and maut came. So when maut comes, nobody can do anything when maut comes to a person. According to some mufassirin, وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا, that you were ma'adum, you were not even in existence at one time. Even this body of yours which was dead, and the ruh came, it became alive. But at one time, this body also was not existing. And it is Allah who brought you. Everything what we have got is from Allah Ta'ala. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ, the greatest proof of the existence of Allah, the Tawheed of Allah, the Qudrat of Allah, everything is, you don't have to look far, you have to look within yourself. One good friend of ours, when we were discussing this, he came and he told me one poem in Urdu, and what an eye-opener it was. That Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي, when my banda asked about me, where am I? One tafsir is that for making dua, especially like dua after the farz namaz, must we make it loudly or softly? So Allah said, and the Sahaba said, if Allah is far, we'll make dua loudly, shout loud, because Allah is far. Like for some people believe they have to burn their firecrackers in order to make their gods come alive. They need all this big, big noise, then the God can come alive. What kind of a God is that? That he is sleeping and you have to so much firecrackers and so expensive and so many accidents happen, and what terrible result. So if Allah is far, we will shout. If Allah is near, we will make dua softly. So Allah said, Inni qareeb, I am near. And immediately on that, Ujibu da'wat al-da'i idha da'an. And when a person makes dua for to me, I accept that dua readily. And then further Allah Ta'ala says, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ, we are more closer to him than his jugular vein, his life vein. More closer, that Allah is more closer to us than our own life also. So close Allah is. But the poet says that you spend your whole life, Allah made himself so close to you, but you didn't reach Allah. And what is all this effort? Just to reach Allah. And how to reach Allah and how to get Allah to come into your heart, we just have to clean the heart, tazkiyah. And that also we have to admit, Ya Allah, we failed. We keep on failing. We try. We keep on failing. We say, Ya Allah, you make the Mashiyat. You decide that you want to make our tazkiyah. And by that rahmat and that fadl of yours by which you make this tazkiyah, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah is the one who will make. So we beg of Allah Ta'ala, continuously beg. And this is such a thing that حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Many of us, we feel, we picked up our hands, we made dua, and before we said وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا, the thing must be here already about. No, it doesn't work like that. We have to keep on. Allah wants to see. And who Allah really loves, He makes them more and more that they cry. Allah loves that crying. So Allah Ta'ala lets you carry on more and more. Our work, we are, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali explained, we are not Allah is not our slave. He says like you go to a restaurant and then you order the waiter, bring this, bring that. Why you didn't bring that? You sort of boss him around. Because you're paying, you're going to give him a little tip. So we also want to speak, Allah, do this for me, do that for me. Allah is not like a waiter for us. We are the slaves of Allah. And this is also very important today that we come to know who Allah is as Allah is. Not what I think who Allah is. People have gone, lots of people have gone astray, they wrong ilah, they made their own stories in their mind. We have to find out Allah is, and the works of Allah, ma'rifat of Allah, the wisdom of Allah, or many of our ulama write, ke Allah ki hikmat ka taqaza hua. The wisdom of Allah demanded that Allah do a thing in a certain way. Now I feel that why this way? All should get hidayat. All go straight to Jannah. Why all the sufferings, as Maulana was explaining? Why this person having this difficulty? مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Hey, Allah knows His system. Who are we to judge Allah? We are very quick to tell somebody else, don't be judgmental. Why you judging me? But we judging Allah Ta'ala. And we want to judge Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we want to judge the Sahaba. The criteria we want. We have to know we are the slaves of Allah. And the minute we become slaves, Allah Ta'ala raises this person. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ. Miraj Allah gave when Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi abdiyat was on his command. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَى أَبْدِهِ الْكِتَابِ. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's abdiyat was to its kamal, Allah gave him the kitab. In مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. A person who humbles himself for Allah. So we have to become the slaves of Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, Allah is the one that has created us also. And in there, not just that Allah has created me, but think of the details. Allah created my eyes. When we wake up in the morning, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَحْيَانَا. We get up and we go to the toilet. We should try and learn this little dua and read it from the heart. اللهم بحمدك انصرفت وبذنب اعترفت. Oh Allah, that it is only your fadl. I make your shukr that I'm still walking. Otherwise, how many people can't walk to the toilet? Toilet is 2 steps from your bed, but you can't walk there. So it is, and bi dhanbi i'taraft, and I acknowledge all my gunas. I'm not worthy of this. My eyes I can still see. My tongue I can still speak. My spine is in order. My knees, oh Allah, I just make your shukr. So all the time the shukr of Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah brought us into existence from non-existence. We were nothing whatsoever. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. He was nothing whatsoever. Not spoken about also. Allah brought us into existence. And then after that Allah said, ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. Allah will give you mort again. When mort will come, nobody, لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقَدِمُونَ. Mort won't be delayed 1 second. On its appropriate time, mort will come. And that is not in our hands at all. Many a person might want to die the way he's suffering. Everyone feels he dies is better now. But till mort doesn't come, உபதிக்கின்றார். And a person wants to live. He's in the prime of his career, of his life. He's the breadwinner. He is everything. And nothing wrong with him. Healthy, healthy. How many instances where do we get the news? The wife has passed away. We say, no, it's impossible. It's the husband. He was so sick. The wife was perfect. And many times when we get the news the husband has passed away, no, the wife was so sick. It's a mistake. But when we come to know, really, the person, and this again is a shortage of our intelligent brain, and we want to judge Allah, that Allah is now, how could Allah take away the breadwinner? That husband was doing khidmat of his wife, now Allah took the husband away. Now the khidmat of the wife becomes, but Allah knows his will. We look at everything in a very narrow way. Allah who is Aleem. Wallahu bi kulli shay'in alim. Allah knows everything, and Allah does everything for our benefit. We submit to Allah, Allah will do everything which is for our. Even sometimes some difficulties come. One person, a king who left his hunting, decided to go for hunting. As they started the hunting trip, he cut his thumb a little bit, and just when you get hurt, it pains also. Blood comes out and it pains also. He had one minister very close who was in the habit of saying, Jo Allah karta hai, so achha karta hai. Whatever Allah does is for the best. So he said it there also. King got cross. I got cut. I'm in pain. And you say it's good what happened. He ordered him into jail. Go to jail 3 days. The king carried on with his journey. When the king ordered him to go to jail, again he said, Jo Allah karta hai, so achha karta. Whatever Allah does is for the best. Anyway, the king went on. They came to a place, he went out of his boundaries where there were cannibals, people who eat human beings. The king got separated from his whole group and he got caught. And they were going to eat him now, alive. So then, but they also had some masalas in their way of life, like we got for qurbani. The tail must be there, the eyes must be in order, ears. So they checked up, oh no, he's cut here. He's not good for qurbani. So then he realized what the minister told. That Jo Allah karta, that one cut, his life got saved. So he came with great pomp and respect and honor. He took the minister out of jail. So he says, now I understood. That whatever Allah does, that little cut here, and I got saved. But that I put you in jail, what was good in there? So he says, Bhadshah Salamat, you know that I never separate from you. Others can get, I'm always with you. When they caught you, I should have been caught with you also. And when you should have got saved because you got a cut, I got no cuts on my body. No defect on my body. They should eat me alive. I stayed 3 days in jail, I got saved. So Allah's works we don't understand. Why is that person who becomes the slave? Today we want to dictate terms even for Allah Ta'ala. Why my du'as are not getting accepted? What have I done wrong? Allah is Allah. He does as He pleases. And His wisdom and His knowledge, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عَلِيمٍ there is a knowledgeable above every knowledge which knowledgeable which ends with Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the final knowledgeable. No, power is only with Allah. Qudrat is only with Allah. So anyway, ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ Mort will come. And when mort will come, and this whole period that Allah gave us, which is the most vital period of our life, it was to prepare to find Allah, recognize Allah, make the ibadat of Allah, be obedient to Allah, stay away from the disobedience. And if we fall in sajda our whole life, it is not enough. We are a human being. Al-insan murakkabun. We are made up of al-khata wa nisyan. We will make mistakes. And Allah is Rabbi Ghafoor. Allahu Akbar. Our Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Anzar Shahtab, rahmatullah, explained that Allah Ta'ala is that being who is ghafir. So when a person commits guna, according to terminology of Quran Sharif, he's called zalim. He has committed guna. So he said, not such a big problem when our Rabb is ghafir. You are zalim, you have done wrong. You just ask Allah for forgiveness. Allah is ghafir. And when a person commits a lot of gunas, then he's zallam. He has lot gunas. So also no real problem. You just make tawbah again. Allah Ta'ala is ghaffar. And when a person commits unlimited gunas, too much, then he's zaloom. Also no real problem. Allah is ghafoor also. So if you are zalim, Allah is ghafir. You are zalam, Allah is ghafar. You are zaloom, Allah is ghafoor. And Allah Ta'ala wa ya'afu an kathir. Lots of our gunas on his own, Allah just forgives. How many on his own? You do this, so many good, this gunas are forgiven. You do that gunas, you ask Allah for maafi, Allah is afuun, tuhibbul afwa. Allah forgives, and Allah loves to forgive. And Allah loves to forgive. And Allah is such, when we forgive one another, husband forgives wife forgives husband, we forgive one another, Allah loves that also very much. So forgive, tell Allah, Ya Allah, whatever right anyone has got on me for your love and for your pleasure, and you love, we must forgive, I forgive everyone. In return, please Allah, you forgive me, and you forgive the whole ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah becomes so happy with that person who will forgive like this. So Allah Ta'ala, so mort is going, summa yumitukum, summa yuhyikum, and he is going to bring you back to life again. On the day of Qiyamah, we'll have to answer. Today this is one thing which we are we have become oblivious of it. And today also one thing, many a person today, young people, boys, girls, I've become an atheist, I've become a Christian. This is not just that words. What you are actually saying, I've declared myself now that I want to go in the fire of Jahannam forever and ever. And the fire of Jahannam for those, Allah save us all, save our children, save everyone. The fire of Jahannam, the azab will just increase all the time. It's not going to be get used to it. The skin will burn, another skin will be put on, so that you feel the pain again. And it will just carry on. The boiling water, just imagine, one drop of boiling water has to fall on the skin. There you'll have to drink it. It is explained in the hadith, the lower lip will come right down till by the navel. Just when you're putting that glass, and you'll have no choice but to drink. Can we imagine that for me, for my daughter, for my neighbor, for anyone? Even the non-Muslims have the fikr that Allah give them also iman. All get saved from azab of Jahannam. And worse than the azab of Jahannam is the anger and wrath of Allah Ta'ala. That is even worse. So it's not a matter of just that now I've become this, I've become that. No, it is a very serious matter. And more serious it is for us. Allah gave us free of charge iman. What really sacrifice? Most of us are born in Muslim homes. Even reverts, Allah gave them the tawfiq of iman. But many reverts, what sacrifices they have to make. The families turn them out of the homes. They don't have, for halal is a problem. For namaz is a problem. For everything is a problem. For us generally, alhamdulillah, Allah made it easy. And if we, when Allah gave us the ready biryani, what is biryani? What is plow? What is roast? Allah gave us this iman on the plate. And if we have to lose it in the process. And today is a dangerous time. Not only our children, we are exposed to all these things also. And the children's gunas, what they commit, we are part and parcel in many cases because we don't take our precautions. So we have to be very careful. So it's a very dangerous time. Summa yuhyikum, summa ilayhi turja'un. And then you are going to be returning to Allah Ta'ala. Our accountability by Allah. And Allah again is that great forgiving being. That the person who killed 99 and then 100 people, but he made tawbah, Allah forgave him. Allah is that great being. These kind of gatherings, anywhere else like this, these gatherings, at the end Allah says, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. Get up, you have been forgiven all your gunas. The farishta say to Allah that this one person came, didn't for the majlis. His niyat wasn't. And in that also, let us always try and make niyat whenever we get such gatherings especially. And in fact, all the time, every day make niyat that, Ya Allah, whoever I'm going to meet, even non-Muslims, for business, etc., for your pleasure, that I will at least make dua in my heart, Allah gives him iman. That I will, any other Muslim, what's his condition, deeni condition, that he's not regular on namaz, that I will try and explain to him, make your namazes regular, and I will try and learn something from him. So we are meeting for the pleasure, and that is such a great ibadat, to meet somebody just for the pleasure of Allah. Karguzari, we hear of jamaat, many places where they go and meet somebody, 1 hour's drive, 2 hours, only that person can't believe it. You are coming to meet me not for anything else. No family ties, no collection of madrasa, no nothing, just for the pleasure of Allah. And Allah really, really loves that meeting. So make that niyat every day. And then let us speak about deen at the same time. There were, mashallah, such people, whoever they met, even filling up petrol at the filling station, for example. There also were that person there, you perhaps give him a tip, we should try and give also. We should have that akhlaq. Good akhlaq of a mu'min is very, very important also. And then you perhaps make a little conversation. You are married? No, get married. You must be married. Very important. You made one nasihat to the person. Your parents, you got your father, look after him. He's old now, but look after him. Just like that, one nasihat where we can. These things bear great fruit. And we don't know how much effect it has on them. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, make it that our coming year, that for this consciousness to appreciate Allah. He created us, He created all our necessities. He, again we are going to die, and He will raise us up, and we will be returning to Him. And we will be answerable to Allah ta'ala. Let us not become oblivious of this life of the akhirah. Today our ulama, senior ulama say, we are weak, but like, we can't become so weak that we just forget akhirah. And we just, for dunya's sake, we just want to live and make sweep other things under the carpet. Immediate some little satisfaction of the nafs. We just look at that and we don't worry about the akhirat at all. No, we must be concerned. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward all the brothers who came, and especially those brothers who did not get breakfast this morning. Unfortunately, there was some miscommunication, misunderstanding, but that does not absolve us. It is our fault, and we ask for forgiveness. And when a person doesn't get breakfast, we know how he feels. If he doesn't get his food, how he feels. May please, we beg you, overlook this, all the mistakes, errors that were made by anyone, any difficulty anyone got, forgive that. And we wish to thank the brothers who are making the khidmat and the intizam. Long before they are sitting, making mashura, how are we going to do this, how are we going to do that. And particularly, Allah put in the heart of two brothers, cousins from Lodium, from the Jalalpur family, that Friday's lunch, they said not only from our side, but we are coming to cook it ourselves also. And they cooked it themselves, they did everything themselves, Allah reward. And many, many other brothers, somebody just donating the rice, somebody donating this, somebody donating that, somebody in cash, somebody in different ways. Allah, all who have good. And our khidmat jamaat, what great work they do, may Allah reward them all. Our students, they are students, they like to be served. But they are serving, mashallah, this is really something, if we think about it, young people like that, they usually want to be served. Not that they are served, but with what enthusiasm and passion they do all their work. Everyone who we know about, who we don't know about, Allah reward all. The women folk, what they prepare and send also, their du'as also. And please, again, du'a for the ummah, let us not become unmindful of that. Regularly, Allahumma ghfir li ummati Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arhum ummati Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tajawiz an ummati Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma hdi ummati Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us all tawfiq.